Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Amud Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Amud Gimel Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. Rav have a miftim Reb Chiya. So the Gemara says that Rav was saying goodbye to Reb Chiya. And Amar Le, Reb Chiya said to him, Rachmanu Litzlach, Umidi Dekashim Yimaisa, Hashem should give you a bracha, I give you a bracha that Hashem should save you from something which is worse than death. So Rav left the room and he was very puzzled. Meek immediately the kashem b'maisa is something that's really worse than death. Nafak dak v'ashkach the maisa ni mamru mavis is a isha. The pasuk says that at times a isha, a wife, could even be worse than death. So that's what Rav Chiya was giving him a bracha that you should be saved from an isha ra. Rav have a commentarily the bissu. Maisa seems like the bracha didn't work. Rav's wife would pain him. Ki amr la vidili tleifchei avdolei chimtzei and chimtzei avdolei tleifchei. Whatever Rav would ask her for supper, if he asked for lentils, she gave him beans. He asked for beans, she gave him lentils. Ki gadol chia brei, when Rav's son got older, so he thought of a very simple etza. Apichla, he would tell his mother, he would tell Rav's wife that the opposite, whatever Rav wanted. If Rav really wanted beans, so he would tell her that Rav wants lentils, and this way she would make the beans. So Amar Lei, when he brought the beans that Rav wanted for supper, so Rav said to his son Chiya, "Look, your mother's getting better in her old age." So Amar Lei, so Chiya told him, "No, you shouldn't be fooled. I know who the pechna. I had an eitzah. I switched it around. I said the opposite. This way she made the right thing for you." So Amar Lei, "Wow, I knew the kamri inshi the nafik minach time milfach malfach that those that come out from you, they're going to outsmart you. That wow, this is such a brilliant eitzah. I don't know why I never thought about that. It's such a good eitzah." But Lamaisa said Rav to his son Chiya, "Alei." Don't do it. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Limdu l'shem davar sheker ha'aveh v'gomer," that you shouldn't accustom yourselves to lying. Reb Chiya have a commentary to Bisu. Reb Chiya's wife also used to paint him. Ki have a mashkach midi tzayir le'bisu darei. And still, when he would find something in the street, something in the shuk, so he would wrap it up for her. He would gift wrap it for her. U'maisi nalan, give it to her. And Amar Le, he said to him, Amar Le Rav said to him that v'akam itzayir le'lamar. That why are you giving her all these gifts? Doesn't she's not so good to you? So Amar Le, so Reb Chiya said back to him that yedu shemegalis v'neinu matzis l'sanu menached. It's enough. That what she does for us, she raises our children. And she saves us from chet, so that's it. That's already enough that I owe her a karsa type, even though it's true, she causes me pain as well. Makrile Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Brei. Rav Yehuda was teaching mikra to his son Rav Yitzchak. Umait zeni marmi mavis as isha. And he got to this pasuk that sometimes an isha is even worse than death. So Amar Lei. So Rav Yitzchak said to him, "What's found in the pasuk? Kugain man like who?" So Rav Yehuda said to him, "Kugain imach like your mother. That's found in the pasuk." The asked the Gemara of Hamas nilei Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Brei. Rav Yehuda was teaching Mishnayis, Braises to Rav Yitzchak his son, and he taught him that Eina the Mighty Kares Ruach Elam Yishter Rishayna. He taught him this: what Chazal say that a person has a tremendous Nachas Ruach that he gets specifically from his first wife. And then, as the pasuk says, Yehi Mekarcha Baruch Husmach Meishas Nu Recha, that a person has a certain Kares Ruach that he gets from Eishas Nu Recha. VaAmer Lei, and Rav Yitzchak said to his father Rav Yehuda, "Kugain Man like who?" And he said again, "Kugain Imach like your mother." So it sounds like his mother was good. So says the Gemara, Miskaf Takif Vabure Mi Abra Bimila. She had a bad feature to her, that she was very strong and very stubborn, but on the other hand, she was easy to appease. So says the Gemara, Heichi Dami Isha Ra. What exactly is an Isha Ra? Amir Abaye Mekashle Taku Mekashle Puma. She sets the table, but then she also yells at him the whole time. Rava Amir Mekashle Taku Mahajle Gaba. She sets the table, but then she turns her back to him the whole time. Amir Rav Chaim Bar Chanina Kim Shenasa Adam Isha Avanesa Mispakim. When a person gets married, so his avarice get plugged up and they potentially go away. Shenemers the pasuk says, Maitse Isha Matzatayv Yafek Ratzin Masha. V'Marava in Eretz Yisrael. And so when a person would get married, so Amrile, they would tell him, they would ask him the following, Matzah or Maitzeh, was it a good wife or was it a bad wife? Matzah, Dechzeh, Matzeh, Yisha, Matzeh, Taiv. Matzah is a reference to a good wife, as in the Pasuk, Matzeh, Yisha, Matzeh, Taiv. And Maitzeh is a bad wife, Dechzeh, as the Pasuk says, and Maitzeh, Yimam, Rimam, Vesas, the Isha. Amar Rava. Said Rava that Isha Ra mitzvah legarsha. If a person has an Isha Ra, so it's a mitzvah for him to divorce her. As the pasuk says, Garish leitz v'yetzi mado v'yishbais din v'kalei. That divorce the leitz, and then all the fighting will leave and everything will calm down. V'amar Rava Isha Ra k'suvasa meruba. What should a person do if he has an isha ra? But on the other hand, her ksuva is very expensive. He can't afford to give her a ksuva. So he said, sarasa betzida. The itza is to bring in a co-wife, or to at least threaten to bring in a co-wife. Like people say, b'chaverta v'loy b'selta. That the best itza to get her to change her ways is to bring in her friend and not necessarily to use a thorn. V'amar rav akasha isha ra kiyayim sagrir. That the isha ra is worse than the day where there's a hailstorm. Shneva, as the pasuk says, dalef tayrit b'yayim sagrir v'ishas midyanim nishtava. And even worse than that is an isha's midyanim is isha ra. V'amar rav abayu re'e kama taiva isha taiva kama ra isha ra. You see from the pasuk the greatness of an isha taiva, and again the bad, the ra of an isha ra. Kama taiva isha taiva, as the pasuk says, matzi isha matzi taiv. Now, mimanafshachi begava mishta ikra. If the pasuk is literally talking about an isha taiva, then kama taiva isha taiva shakasa mishtabcha. So you see how great an isha taiva is, and even the pasuk shlomo melech praises her. And imitayr mishta ikra. And if the pasuk is really just a mashal for taira, then also kama taiva isha taiva. You still see how great an isha taiva is. Shataira nimshalaba. On the flip side, kama ra. As the pasuk says, "Umaitz ani mar mimaves haseisha," which again you have a similar miman of shach. That ibegava mishta ikra. If the pasuk is talking about literally an ishara, so then for sure, kamara ishara shakasa megana. So you see the third disgrace is an ishara. You see how bad she is. And ibegahenim mishta ikra. And if it's a mashal to gehenim, so again you still see kamara ishara shagehenim nimshulaba, and she's compared to gehenim. The pasuk says, "Hinei nimevi ra asher lo yuchlu latzis vimeno." Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, zu isha ra is referring to an isha ra uksuvasa meruba. That's a ra that the person is lo yuchlu latzis vimeno; they can't escape from it. Nasati Hashem, nasanani Hashem bidei leuchal kum. A similar type of pasuk, Hashem puts bad by a person and he can't get up. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Marukva, barchia zu isha ra uksuvasa meruba. That's also referring to an isha who's an isha ra, and she has a very expensive ksuba. Mamarava amru, and Eretz Yisrael, they teach the pasuk as referring to zeshem is a naisav to liyim v'kispay. It's referring to a person that all of his food is bought from the store. He doesn't grow anything himself, so he's always worrying what the prices are going to be like and everything like that. But nechum neisachem nesudul ma'am acher, your children will be given to a different nation. Amarav chanan barava amarav zu eisha sa'av. It's referring to a stepmother. Megoy naval achisei. I'm going to punish them with a goy naval. Amarav chanan barava amarav zu eisha ro ksuvasa maruba. Referring to again an isha ra who has an expensive ksuva. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer Ela Tzedakim. We know the pasuk is referring to Tzedakim. V'chinu Aimer Amar Naval Belibay Enelakim. Enelakim referring to the Tzedakim. And again, this word Naval. So you see Naval. It's referring to the Tzedakim. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer B'Masnisa Tana Elu Anshe Brabi of Anshe Mitranai Shema Halchan Aruma B'Shak. That they go in public places and they're not dressed appropriately. There's nothing that's more disgusting and hated by Hashem than a person who dresses not sneistically when he goes outside. And Rabbi Yechon Amar Ilu Chabarim. Rabbi Yechon said that no, this Am Novel is referring to the Chabarim who are very nasty to Klal Yisrael. Amar Ilu Rabbi Yechon Asu Chabari Le Bavel. They once told Rabbi Yechon that the Chabari came to Bavel and Shagol Nafal, he bent over and he fell down. Amar Leid, so they said, you shouldn't worry though. He takes sheichad. So Taritz Yosef. So he got happy and he stood up. Gazra Gimel Bnei Gimel. And he told them. They told them that they were gazer three gzeres because of three averes. And Rabbi Yechonon explained each gzera for what avera Klal Yisrael was doing at the time. Gazra La Basra. They made a gzera about shechita Bnei Hamatanis because Klal Yisrael wasn't being careful to give them matnas kuhuna. Gazra La Merachat Sais Bnei Atfila. They weren't being careful about tefila. And Kamechat Bnei Shachvei Bnei Shesmeichem Bim Edam. And they were digging the graves of Yidden because there were some Yidden that were being happy during the Geisha holidays. And as the pasuk says, the hand of Hashem is going to be against you and your fathers. It's referring to digging up the graves. It's through the sins of those that are alive that their fathers' graves get dug up. It says that they won't get Bizeicha to Kvura, they're just going to be scattered on the ground. The Pasuk says, that death is better than life. How could it really be that such a death is better than life? So says the Gemara, Amar Leih, he said back to him, And Eidech Hanami, it's not referring to that, it's referring to Nivchar Mavaz the Rishayim, that by Rishayim, death is better than life. It shouldn't live longer in this world, do more Aviras, and then fall to Gehenna. Kasev is Sefer Ben Sira, it says in the Sefer Ben Sira, all these different Eitzes Tevas. Isha Teva Matana Tuva, that Isha Teva is a great Matana, Bichik Yari Elokim Tinasen, and she's given over to a Tzaddik, to someone who's a Yari Hashem. Isha Ra Tzaras Labaila, she's like a Tzaras, what's his fix? You got Shanu Vyasrapim Tsarato. You should divorce her and then get healed from his tsaras. Isha Yafa, a beautiful wife, Ashrei Baila, her husband is very fortunate. Misper Yamav Kaflaim. The life is doubled because of his simcha. Halaminecha Meisha Schein, a person should make sure to turn away from an Isha, from a wife, from a woman, an Isha Zish, who has Schein, because Penti Laki Mimitudasa, lest he get trapped by her. Al Tate Eitzel Baila Limsaich Nimo Yayim Vesheikha, you shouldn't even go drink with her husband. Kivetayar Isha Yafa, Rabim Hushchasu. Because that's how many ended up getting close to the wife himself, to the wife herself, and then doing Aviris. Vatsumim Kol Arugav. Rabim Ayu Pitzei Reichel, Amargil Vadvar Erva. There are many women who stumble with the peddler, it's mavir gachalas like a spark which is able to light up a coal. Kklov mali oif came bateyem lay mirma, like a coop that's filled with birds. So too their houses are filled with deceit. Al teitzer tzaras machar, you shouldn't worry about tomorrow's things. Kiloi teita mayelod yoyim, because who knows what's going to be? Shema machar ba veinanu, maybe tomorrow's going to come and the person won't even be here anymore. Nimsam etzteral oilam shein shalois. If he was worried about it, he's worried. He's spending time being worried and in aggravation over things that aren't even his. He's not even alive during that time. Minu yav rabim b'zayu beisecha. Don't hold back the rabbin from too many people from coming into your house. V'leya kol tavi beisecha. Don't bring everyone in. Be selective. Rabim you darshe shloimecha. You should have a lot of people that are asking about how you're doing. You have a lot of friends. And galei soy l'achad me'alef. But only reveal your secrets to one in a thousand. Going back to Puravu, Amr Avasi, Ein Ben David Ba'at, Sheikhu Kwan Neshama Shebegof, Shenemar Ki Ruach Milfaniyata, Even Neshama Sani Asisi, which is a drasha that we had previously. Tani, we learned in the Brisa of Eliezer, Aymer, Kol Mishein Oisek B'Pura Revya, Kilu Sheifich Tamim. A person's on Oisek in Puravu, it's as if he's over a Mitzicha. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Sheifich Tamim Adam Adam Yishafich, Uksiv Asrei Batem Puravu, says Puravu right next to Mitzicha. Rav Yaakov Aymer, that's Kilu Mamayit Admos, it's as if he's being Mamayit at Tzal Malakim, whatever that means. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in the same pasuk of Ritzicha, it says Kibitzalim Elokim Asas Adam Uksibasrei. Like we know, it says right after Batim Puravu. Ben Azay Aymer, that's Kilu Shevich Damim Umimayid Adamos. You get both, two for one. Shenemar, the pasuk says Batim Puravu. It says about both of them Batim Puravu. I'm related to Ben Azay, so they said to Ben Azay that Yesh Na Darish and Namikayim. Some people are good Darishners; they also keep what they say. Namikayim and Darish. Some people are big tzaddikim; they keep all everything it says in the Torah, but they're not necessarily the best Magidishir. But Atan Na Darish and Namikayim, you're a good Darishner, but the Ma'aseh, you don't keep what you say. Well, you didn't get married. So Amalem Ben Azay said, Amalem Ben Azay, Ma'aseh Shenafshi Chashka B'Teira. Efshar lo aylam sheskami de'achir. What am I supposed to do? I'm too shaku and tyra. It wouldn't work for me to have a wife. So the world will have to get populated through other people. Tanya Yidam learned in another brisa, the exact same drasha. Everything's the same, just one slight change. That Rabbi Eliezer Aimer kol mishi in oisik b'per v'rivya kilu shoyach mitamim. Shenemar as the pasuk says shoyach tam adam v'samach levatza peravu v'gaimer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaria Aimer. So this is the difference. Before we had Rabbi Yaakov, now it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaria Aimer kilu ma'id hadamos and ben Azay Aimer, that it's both of them. And Amr Laila Ben Azay, Yeshna Adarish Vechulu, they said to Ben Azay that, oh, you're not keeping what you said, and he says back, and Afshi Chashka B'Tayra.